This is the User Adoption Podcast with your host, Henrik Dagir.
Who are you and what do you do?
Hey, Henrik, pleasure meeting you. My name is Shari Vitblad. I'm head of customer success for Crowdvocate. Crowdvocate is a company that focuses on customer-led growth. We provide a tool for product marketing practitioners to help them grow and scale their customer marketing, advocacy, and loyalty and reference program. I've been with customer success in this industry in the past 6 years in several roles at WalkMe and then in Sisense, both as a CSM and team leads, and now heading and building my own team.
Shai, how are you involved with user adoption?
So user adoption, is one of the core things in customer success, right? Our main mission is A, maximize value to our customers, and B, build long-lasting, strong relationships. And obviously, if you wanna show value, if you wanna show real value, you need to make sure that someone is adopting your program, someone is adopting your product, and they're using that. If they don't use it, they're not going to see any value. So that's the base of everything. So being this key aspect of customer success, a lot of the things I do, myself and with the team, is think together and build methodologies on how to increase adoption, how to help customers adopt our product, learn it, use it, and make the best out of it to help them, do better jobs, streamline their work, make their life easier, save time, and so on and so forth. So really depending on the product, but helping them do a better job.
Shai, what are the biggest challenges and successes you've seen with user adoption?
So I think the biggest success is when you see your product or services really embedded within the day-to-day of your customer, right? So it's not just logging in to use your program, but it's becoming part of their vocabulary. It's part of their internal processes. Sometimes it even goes out to their customers, right? So it's not just someone logging into the product, but for example, in my previous role at Sisense, we had a customer that actually embedded our dashboards in screens spread out throughout the office, right? So every employee, regardless to their role and department, would see statistics and analytics on what their department is doing and how they're achieving as individuals, which is great. And having dashboards or data embedded within their management presentations, right? So when they have management meetings and discussion and even board discussions, they're using our product to help, make their case and help their business. Sent out in newsletters. So moving away from, the two-dimensional dashboard, just looking at a screen, but really embedding this in their life cycle, into day-to-day. So this is what we want to do. So it's not just counting how many users and how much they're using, but how is it affecting our customers and how is it helping them provide value to themselves and to their customers. I've been with many companies, B2B, that our product helps our customers' customers. So we try to adopt that. The biggest challenge, and again, I'm coming from a B2B cloud SaaS product ecosystem, but I guess it's relevant to everybody, trying to figure out adoption, how to make it better. I think it's, change management and helping people cope with change. Even if I like to think of myself as a techie and an early adopter, sometimes I also have this mindset of if it works broken, why fix it, right? So why adopt a new tool if what I'm doing today is good enough? And most people are change averse. So it's really hard to engage with them and train them and show them how their life can be much easier, right? Because it sometimes takes some effort. So this is a big challenge every time you work on adoption. And there are many tactics to overcome it, right? if it's training, if it's finding internal champions and early adopters and work with them, working both bottom up and top down with management and with internal champions to really help push this organization. It's a big challenge, but when done right, the results can be amazing, as I just described.
Shai, what advice would you like to share with people working on improving user adoption?
You need to understand your customers and you need to understand their objectives and KPIs, right? This is the number one key to make sure you get good adoption, right? If your implementation is not answering their needs, it's not helping them get value, no one is going to use your product, period. Right. So the first step of every onboarding of a new customer is really understanding their business, how their day-to-day looks like, what is their pain, and where do they want to be in a few months from today and in a year from today. Right. This will make sure that what you're building, that the implementation phase, you actually build something that will service them. Right. If you don't have a good implementation, it doesn't really matter what you do, adoption will be low. So this is key. Now, let's say you did do a good implementation. Now getting to the adoption phase is also a big challenge. So again, find those early adopters, internal champions that, you know, they get it, they get the product, they get the value, and they're eager to learn something new. Work with them, ask them, you know, how their life changed with using your product and service. Help them promote you internally. Within your customer. So that's one key. Obviously, training and enablement has a major factor here. The more you can provide help to your customers and walk them through, either if it's in-product trainings or LMS systems or videos, anything you can to make this change easier on them will definitely help. Try to engage, as I said before, both a bottom-up and top-down routines, right? So work with the management. If you don't get the buy-in with management, you're probably dead in the water from the get-go. So you do want to make sure that a high level understands the need and helps you push it within the organization. But also don't forget the people in the field and help them and show them how their life can be easier. And it goes back to really understanding the pain and what is it that they're trying to solve and why did their team decide that your product, your solution can help them get there.
Shai, where can we learn more about user adoption and your work on the subject?
So I'm a big LinkedIn person. I am very much engaged in the customer success community over there. I think it's an amazing community. A lot of great professionals that are always happy to engage, to hop on a call. They constantly share their expertise there, either by posts or webinars or whatnot. So definitely, you know, if you're new to customer success, go on LinkedIn, start following a few of the thought leaders. Very easy to spot those out. Just take a look at the top 100 CS influencers or other lists and groups that are out there. There are many professionals that talk about different aspects. So adoption is one of them, onboarding, renewals, expansions, building relationships, and so much more. So find those people, you know, that have passion about what is it that you need, and you'll be very surprised to see how most of them will be super happy, you know, to help out, hop on a call, share knowledge, share playbooks. This is, you know, my first go-to. Wherever I need help.
For more on this, visit useradoptionpodcast.com. Don't forget to please subscribe, rate, and review. And for a book about this, check out useradoptionbook.com. Tune in next week for the next episode. Thanks for listening.